Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Story
What
Break.
Is that? What was that?
Listen, man, hello, we've done enough. Hello, ghouls. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm your master of ceremonies, Freddie Wong.
This is a writer's room podcast where three Hollywood professionals, used loosely, have an hour to take a humble idea, turn it into a pitch for an awesome movie.
That meeting's gone a little more loose in the last few weeks, hasn't it?
I'm your master of ceremonies, Freddie Wong.
I'm Will Campos, and I'm a little disoriented.
Welcome to my podcast, William.
So Freddie's doing a scary voice. I'm doing like a baffled thing. What are you doing, Matt? What's your gimmick this week?
I don't even know the jargon. I was gonna say I'm a mirror image character of Freddie.
You're the Matt. Trophy assist of this podcast.
I'm the trophy assist of this podcast. She no more about smashing me.
Dang. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. As you've clearly surmised from this
From your spooky opening.
We're tackling the spookiest video game of all time.
Super Smash Brothers, which is coming out this week, Friday, isn't it?
I am pumped. I'm not sure if I'm pumped about trying to break a story of Smash Brothers. I'm mostly just pumped about Smash Brothers.
This is Matt wanted to come in today and talk about Smash Brothers for 3 hours straight, so this is his way of doing that under the guise of getting work done.
I'm going to go ahead and start the clock.
Why don't you explain what Super Smash Brothers is?
Okay, so Super Smash Brothers is a 2D fighting game where you pick one of pretty much just any of the best characters that have ever been created in video game history. So pretty much any Nintendo character, and then a few lucky chaps and gals who are deemed worthy enough of the Nintendo canon are also allowed in, like Solid Snake and Pac-Man, like Metal Gear, Solid Snake, Pac-Man.
Metal Gear's there, Metroid's there,
Cloud,
Final Fantasy,
Legend of Zelda's in there.
Mega Man,
and you pick them, and then they all smash. You get to have a party fighting game with all the fun mascots of the Nintendo franchises and some other games.
And you can go fight in Pokemon Land, Castle Land, or Space Land.
It's essentially if you had every action figure of every good video game, and you gotta just smash them with your friends. Is what it is. To the point where the very first Smash Brothers, the main boss was Master Hand.
Who's your favorite character to smash?
My favorite character to smash is Kirby.
You like smashing Kirby?
Yeah, he's big and comfy, and he's a good jolly boy, and I love Kirby. So on N64, Kirby was my jam.
Mm-hmm.
I get a Freddy. And my answer still stands.
I understand the innuendo, and I do not change my answer.
So there is, what I was going to say about Master Hand, there's not really so much of a story, but there are some kind of visual elements of Smash Brothers that might kind of throw some things, which is it wasn't an accident I said they play like action figures, because there does seem to be that sort of vibe in the world of Smash Brothers, to the point where you unlock literal action figures, you unlock trophies of the characters, and then they like come to life. And then actually in the game, you set a character assist trophies. You can literally open up, like the sort of balls that you would get at like vending machines in Japan, where like you pop
gashapons.
Essentially gashapon type balls open up, and then characters pop out of them. And then the boss in the first game, maybe even the second game, was Master Hand, which everybody took to imply a kind of Lego movie-esque, interpretation of like the kid's hands who's playing with you, and then the toys are kind of fighting back.
So just what you said there kind of puts me in two directions. Interestingly, there's a little bit of this. I get a sense of a little bit of, again, as you said, Lego movie, end of Lego movie vibe. The idea of pulling out and seeing the actual handlers of the game is an interesting sort of twist or an interesting direction that could go.
Mm-hmm.
The other vibe I could go is Toy Story, where, it's like they come alive when the person's not there. But what if Toy Story, they killed Andy? Like, if they all decided to be like, this existence is not enough, we're done fighting each other, it's time to take down the humans. And it becomes this almost Gulliver's Travels-esque,
Was it Sid?
Like
Sid, right? Sid was the bad one, and the toys kind of rebel against him. I feel like that's essentially what Smash Brothers could be, depending if you want to take it that direction. Because they also, as the games went on, they kind of added single-player modes, which, like, or whatever.
Yeah, there's like a mode where you can like play baseball.
But the point being is we have to find a way to do the Avengers to a degree with all the Smash Brothers characters.
Okay, so just again, question right off the top that comes on top of mind. Do you deal with it like, are they toys in the real world, or is this Nintendo canon, as we have with many of our other previous podcasts? This is the world of Mario, and there's the Smash Initiative, and a character shows up, and it's like Yoshi shows up, and he's like, Mario, you got Smash with the rest of them, and he's like, all right.
I don't. So just if we're gonna go, all right, just to zero in here a little bit. Mm-hmm. When you play Smash Brothers, the levels, it's not like you're playing in front of the toy chest,
no,
or in the mom's bedroom or the backyard or whatever, right?
True.
You're playing in Ocarina, you're playing in Hyrule, you're playing in the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah.
So to me, that says this movie takes place in universe. This isn't like do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I would prefer that as well. As fun as like it could be for the toys to,
it's not a Smash movie.
And again, you could do the argument would be that it's kind of like the beginning of Toy Story 3, where they're in the Wild West, or pretty much all the Toy Stories, they're like in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you cut out, it's like, oh, it's actually cardboard and stuff
or
like that.
The kid's imagination. Yeah.
I want to see a movie with Link, smashing Pikachu. And not in that way.
All right, so I can see like a Dark Tower kind of thing,
mm-hmm,
where there's all these different universes.
Yes,
and you do it's kind of like when we did
Magic. Yes,
like the walls between the worlds are starting to crumble, right? And then that's kind of your crisis, where like at first it's like Link's out patrolling Hyrule, and it's like, hey, who's this wacky pink fluffy guy, I gotta fight him or whatever. And then you get the wacky sequence where Kirby transforms into Link and is like now Kirby Link in the castle. No one knows that Link is missing, and all that kind of silly stuff. But that you would do like that would be a sort of like, and then maybe like you do Master Hand, right, is the bad guy, and it's like, remember like the claw in Inspector Gadget, where like there's that hand drumming on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is just like, they are like, the mysterious thing is like, what is causing all of this, right?
Yes.
Like, what is, like, what's going on with, like, is the universe itself becoming unstable? Like, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. And then they got
to,
like,
I don't know why this made any sense to me. It might not make any visual sense. But, like, when in all the sci-fi movies or doctor movies or sci-fi doctor medical movies, where people put their hands in those gloves, like, and it's like they put their hands into the gloves that are inside of a of a box.
Yes, very specific, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if Master Hand, like that box
was our universe.
Was the universe. So, like, literally, and then it's a little bit like Doc, like Wizard of Oz, when they finally find the guy, it's just, like, a guy with his hands, like, in this, like, crystal ball thing that he's been in. He doesn't realize that he's been fucking up, like, the entire universe by trying to, like, capture, like, the most... Because I could also imagine, like, what would be better than getting the Triforce? It being the Triforce and all the stars from Mario. And it's, like, he realizes that all, like, if he can get all the power from, like, all these different universes, he could rule, like, I do like. I mean, I guess you probably.
Who are your
Mushroom Kingdom?
Who are your guys and gals here? I don't know. You've done so many
just
Mario
so many
movies.
Mario fucking movies.
He's
with
so
the,
boring.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? So is Iron Man. But you still need that Robert. But he's our Robert Downey guys.
Who was the OG? Who are the OGs?
The OG are Ness, Pikachu. I want to see how many I can get.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Ness, Lucas. You unlocked him. Pikachu.
Lucas isn't in the first game.
What?
Super Smash Bros.
Oh, I'm wrong. Sorry. Ness, Pikachu. Kirby, Link, Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach.
Nope.
Princess Peach isn't in the original one?
Incorrect.
Oh my god, I don't know the rest.
Donkey Kong.
Samus,
Fox McCloud, Captain Falcon, Jigglypuff.
Kirby, Yoshi, Captain Falcon.
Yeah.
Man, really?
DK.
Princess Peach.
Once you got to Melee, you got some more characters in there. You got your Marth. And
the only characters I really knew.
Jigglypuff is definitely the one on that list. It's like, two Pokemon, really? Drawing down on two
Pokemon?
Yeah, but Jigglypuff
had that sleep move. I was a Kirby player, and then my two best friends, Brandon Badgley, were Pikachu and Link. So those were the only characters.
You didn't know a Fox player? I was a Fox player.
All right. Could you do, like, you do this series of openings where we introduce each of our characters, and they get sucked out of their video game world into something, like, into the thing. Like, there's, like, the guy that... It's whoever happens to stumble through the portal or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Or, like, the summons. Like, that... And again, I don't know what Master Hand is doing, bringing all these people together to get them to fight each other or whatever. But like, if you were going to do like that, he's calling forth a champion from every world of the multiverse. to unite them.
A real Enter the Dragon Mortal Kombat vibe.
Yeah, to figure out who the new champ, who the new god of the multiverse is going to be, or who the new, like, there's some, the bad hand, there's Master Hand, and there's Scary Hand, and Scary Hand, is they gotta fight Scary, I don't know. But hear me out, just for a second. And then you could do fun stuff, like, he meant to pick Mario, but then Luigi got called, right? And then, like, you could do, like, I don't know, just, like, your whatever. You come up with your little character story for each one of them. I don't know.
What if the world, to take a little inspiration from Detective Pikachu, what if the fun is that the world of Smash in the movie is our world? Like, the characters all come into our world. Mm-hmm. So you might have, like, an in with one, like a human, or again, a Ness type person.
Yeah, like Joe Rogan is like, MMA is not hard enough. We need enough of these normal humans.
Joe Rogan.
And we need some real fighters. And he's like, open up the planes to the multiverse. And then all of a sudden, like, Solid Snake shows up and Mario shows up. He's like, you will fight in the octagon and you will bleed for our entertainment. And Mario's like, what? Okay.
Can I just say that Joe Rogan would be an incredible Mario?
Yeah, he would.
If you were going to do, they all get summoned, and then whoever wins the tournament is going to get to go back to their world.
Mm-hmm. What does everyone else have to do?
Well, everybody's trying to get back home.
So everyone else just dies?
Well, I get this.
Well, no, they overcome. They're going to destroy. They're going to stop fighting each other and fight the...
Yeah, they're going to fight the power.
Yeah, you know the way the gladiator, like, if all the gladiators got together like they do in the end of season one of Spartacus, which everybody should watch, then, like, shit goes down. But, like, the thing is that the master, you know, pits them against each other. But, you know, if people rise up,
It's like one of those. Do you know what I mean? It's
because,
like,
they have Mii. Oh, sorry. Because I was looking through. Because there is, if you want to do it in this world, I'm just saying, there are Miis. They added the Mii character.
So there is
a person. Like the person is Mii. Like, as in, like, it can be a normal human being. Like, there could be a boy or a girl or a young kid who is also thrown into this as well if you wanted to. Anyways.
So, how would that work?
I don't know. I'm just saying if you wanted them all to, depend, because that, right, they're going to all be in one world at some point. Or unless, literally, are they, like, warping them from world to world when they fight? Like, they step into...
Oh, like, and, you know, that would be kind of cool, would be, like, if they... Like, how would you do the stages? Because I do think that was part of the... That's
well, they could the do... They all are... They could be all imprisoned here in the real world, and then the stage is kind of like, you know, those tubes in
Hunger Games,
but they go in... Right, they have the technology to steal them from the world.
Yes.
So they can actually throw them, because then they're like, what's more fun? It's like, yeah, Ryu and Ken fighting's pretty cool, but it'd be cooler if they're fighting on a spaceship. Let's see if they can survive a spaceship battle with Samus.
So it's like the Running Man a little bit. Like,
yes.
It's this twisted game
twisted
show.
Twisted game show.
Yes.
Oh. One of those twisted game show movies.
Yes, I like
that.
Oh,
and that's kind of like a metaphor on our desire to like how many Smash Brothers do we need? Like, that's what's the commentary. I was like, okay, you got 78 characters. Is that enough? No, you still need Waluigi?
Guess what? Fine, we'll do DLC. We'll get every character in there.
Bear with me.
I will say, there is literally a character I've not heard of, so maybe Waluigi should be in this game.
Incineroar.
And
it's a Pokemon.
It's a Pokemon? I don't even
know. I'm pretty sure it's a Pokemon.
They're just drawing from the Pokemon Rolodex.
Do you guys know there's a Pokemon who's just a fucking ice cream cone with a smiley face on it? Did you guys know that? That's a real thing that Nintendo fucking pulled on us?
What's the name?
It's called...
Soft Serve. Soft Serve.
Vanillish.
Vanillish.
Vanillish?
Okay, that's really easy.
Vanillish?
You know what, though? This is pretty good. This was straight up being Adventure Time or something. I mean,
just like that they went from, like, they're animals to they're ice cream. Are they just looking at shit on their desk
this
now?
This is pretty good.
Coffee mug.
Pokemon is vanillish or icy Pokemon that resemble large ice cream cones with a sizable scoop of vanilla ice cream for a face. Vanillish have a large snow-covered round upper bodies with a swirled icy snow-like material on top, resembling a scoop of vanilla ice cream. I like how it's still trying to be kind of natural description, but...
What if Clippy was the first Pokemon?
Oh, my God.
Clippy was
vanillish
a Pokemon.
Evolves from Vanillite, which is the same thing, but he's got like one of those like
he's
little
got
paper
less
cones.
Calories.
He's a soft
no, he's got one of those little paper cones, one of those little small paper cones that you never want as a kid.
I really hope the evolution is paper cone, sugar cone, waffle cone. All right. I had an idea. I don't want to lose
it. Okay. Oh shit, dude! There is another evolution. It's the Vanillux. It's a double scoop.
Oh shit!
And that bad boy.
Of course.
And that bad boy is four feet tall and 126 pounds of pure Pokemon ice cream.
Does he have a waffle cone?
Dude, he's got like a straw coming out of one of his
double cones.
One of them has a straw coming out of his head that seems to be vaping straight up, like spinning hot clouds.
So I don't even know how to get back on track. So my idea was, you have this Hunger Games thing going on.
Yeah.
Could you do that, like, Freddy? Sorry, just say it. We'll just get it out. It's just
like this Hunger Games. I'm like, you damn right they were hungry when they made this fucking Pokemon. This is just a hungry Japanese
man. I'm begging you.
Okay, Will.
Okay. What if in the world of Smash Brothers? What if, like, in all the... It's like even the Hunger Games, it's like every year they do this and it's like, oh no, it's time for the culling or whatever, mm-hmm. right? But mm-hmm. what if you did this thing where it's like it's the opposite of how we feel about Smash Brothers, right? Mm-hmm. It's like every time there's a new Smash Brothers is coming out, it's this big event that we all get pumped up for, yeah. Watch these old guys fight each other. Mm-hmm. But like in their world, it's like every generation there is a brawl, there is a smash, right? Mm-hmm. And they all dread it, and each universe has to offer up tribute, right?
Oh,
and then
I see.
Every time they have to offer up more and more tributes from their worlds. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's like
with
the
original Smash, we only had to give one champion, two champions at most. But now they ask more and more of us. Like, when will it stop? When will their need for carnage end?
It's a metaphor for our world, right?
What I was thinking is, what's the purpose of the Hunger Games, right? Like, what's the purpose of any sort of tournament?
Pacify
the people. What I mean to the people is like the shitty kid in Harry Potter, the son, the nephew, the one who he counts as birthday presents. Mm-hmm. So it's this like rich god, you know, it's like Kamari Damacy, right? It's like this, like there's the king god or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the emperor, and then the
little guy Roland's he's doing it to like appease his father, essentially, right?
No.
Is he rolling it up to...
Yeah, because you're the prince of all cosmos, but you've been kicked out by the king. And like,
yeah, so you're trying to appease him. Right. Yeah, so like that. So it's like this king, this like god who can, you know, open up universes, is trying to appease his shitty, selfish son or whatever. That's like the master hand. He's only appeased by watching the best and most exotic and interesting fighters from all the different universes fight. And every time, he just has to keep putting more and more and more. Now it's absurd. Now there's 78 fighters. Like, how many more fighters can you fucking put in Smash Brothers?
Yeah,
before, like, even if you played one an hour, it's like, that's you got your price of admission right there.
Well, then you do, because then you have like some of the champions, like they survived the first three brawls. Like,
yes.
They've done this before. Oh. Right? You know what I mean? Like, they've...
Oh, okay. You might be able to like Mario if we make him like... It's like, not the Mario you expect. It's like what Han Solo should have been in Force Awakens.
It's like washed up drunk Mario.
It's washed up drunk Mario. Like it's not...
I can't go back into the arena.
They don't even like me. I'm like a very average fighter anyways. Nobody picks me. I don't even know why they bring me in here.
Mario's like... In the previous Smash, I had to kill my friend, Donkey Kong.
Well, now they want his son, Baby Mario.
Yes.
How much do they take?
That's what he's thinking. He's like, how many more Smash battles until Baby Mario and Luigi show up, huh? Those little kids won't survive in the ring. We got to put an end to this. And everyone's like, Mario, just do your job, man. Every once in a while, we got to come and we got to battle life and death, and then we can go home. Just appease the god.
So there's an angry, vengeful, greedy god.
A bored child god is impatiently watching them fight each other.
This is kind of similar to our rock, paper, scissors.
A little bit, yeah.
I guess all tournament games kind of have a pretty similar... So it's like, what's your character in? Like, who are we following? Like, what's the...
Here's the tough thing about doing that, like, the Smash has been going on for, like, it's like the purge.
For generations.
Yeah. Like, I guess you could do, it's like, do you do that as the in, or do you do this as the first brawl? Like, and you do, like, is this the origin story of this, or is this, like, we're in...
I kind of like the idea that there's this lore, because
I think the
character you follow...
Has a little history.
Well, I would do the character that he follows new to it. But then the fact that it's been running, like, again, meeting an old grizzled Mario as his, like, cynical mentor, he's got to get this Mario to go back to his former glory.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, again, I'm looking at Ness. I mean, not saying that we need to do Ness, but just because he's, like, a young kid or whatever. But, like, you know, it's like this. They've gone to a point where now they're just taking young kids from he's like, I don't know why I'm here.
You're
like, I got a yo-yo.
Yeah, he's like, you're a mere child. That's who's new? Who's new to the new Smash?
Yeah, who's in the? What's the newest one? Matt, pull up the roster.
I was just looking. That's why I was looking at that.
As I liked you, I like starting. You're like, is this a fucking Fire Emblem movie? What the fuck? Like, it's like you're completely bad.
Dude, how tripped out would you be if you were Mario and it's like time to fight, and then you look across the way and it's Dr. Mario facing you down? It's just like shit. It's me with a PhD.
It's all
me
of you. It's not just you have to fight you from other universes. God. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay, I have to fight a doctor version of myself. I just quit right
there. Okay, so the only new characters, I believe, looking, because I'm trying to figure out what I've never been in before, because the whole thing is that they've taken every character that's ever been in and then a few new ones. Yeah. This list says the only new ones I've never been in before are Isabelle. That's what I was going to suggest from Animal Crossing, because she's just a little animal, which just like does not belong in a fight.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm looking at her. This is great.
Yeah, she's adorable.
Yes.
And I love Animal Crossing. King K. Yeah, Animal Crossing. Actually, she's the main character.
Okay, well,
then there's King K.
Rool.
The other ones are King K. Rool, so the bad guy from Donkey Kong. Simon from Castlevania, who's just a mirror character, I believe, of Alucard. And then Alucard's the bad guy, right? No, he's a good guy.
Yeah, Alucard is Dracula reverse. He's the bad guy.
And then Ridley from Metroid.
Duck Hunt.
And Inkling from Splatoon. The Inkling characters will definitely be in the movie because they'll just
is Duck Hunt.
They're gonna be the cool, like grindy, like, you know.
Yeah. Okay, kid. So yes, it's 100% Isabella. Isabella is the main character.
Because Animal Crossing is the most beautiful. Yeah, it's the most beautiful, pleasant world and game you could ever play.
And is she the mayor? Is she? No, she's your secretary in Animal Crossing.
Oh my God.
So yes, I love this. I love that she, because you can even do, some characters aren't even aware that there is a multiverse. Like, she doesn't
know
that there's other worlds or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And this is the first time her world has been selected to offer up someone
from
the
Smash.
She's
never even gone on the train to visit another Animal Crossing village.
Villager was in the last one, right?
Villager was in the last one.
Okay, so maybe like Villager has been like a recluse.
Or maybe he's been missing. Maybe he never came back.
Ooh.
And then maybe she was always like, again, I like if the little bit of flow from progressive sort of thing, but like if she's your secretary, again, the way Animal Crossing works is you have your own town and you can go visit other people's towns, but only you visit other people's towns. There's no, like, nobody from your town comes with you. I mean, some of your villagers can, but like she doesn't. Mm-hmm. So I like the idea that she's never left the walls of this small little Animal Crossing town. And the villager, when the villagers left, and she
never
found
came
him.
Back. Did he go to another town? We don't know.
Just reinforce the idea she should never get on that train to go visit other towns. Why would you leave a perfect, pleasant town that you live in right now?
By the Utopia. Way, sidebar, I also like the idea, because I think it's really interesting that like King K. Rool is from Donkey Kong, right? He's like the big alligator. I like that King K. Rool has been like, he's been fucking over Donkey Kong and making Donkey Kong go to the Smash every time it comes up. Like King K. Rool has managed to outmaneuver going to the Smash, and now like he's like, no, fuck, like what? I have to go. Or like you could do the same thing with Ridley and Metroid, because Ridley's also the Metroid bad guy.
Yeah.
And then like seeing these bad guys like have to team up with the heroes that they worked with, like, it'd be really fun.
Yeah.
Too.
That's cool.
That's all really good. I love that. Can you explain Animal Crossing real quickly for people who might not know it?
Okay. Animal Crossing is the best way to describe Animal Crossing is it's like Sim City for kindergartners, but also for adults that just want to be
kindergartners.
Happy. Because you essentially, you kind of just build, you don't even build a city, you just live in a house in a small little village with full of animals that all live there, and you buy furniture and just live a happy life. I don't know how else to describe it. Like, you fish, you catch bugs, you send letters to animal friends, and you just enjoy yourself.
And they're like cute little anthropomorphic animals. So Isabelle is like is she like a Labrador, like a poodle?
She's a Shih Tzu.
She's a Shih Tzu.
And so it's also great that she's clumsy, absent-minded, dislikes confrontation, and is nearsighted.
Perfect. Very good.
Yes.
Very good. Clumsy, absent-minded, dislikes confrontation, nearsighted.
She's respectful of others and very friendly.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is perfect.
Yeah, she's the best. Like my secretary, she can be hard on herself when she is sidetracked. And as a compulsive workaholic, she neglects her physical health in the name of occupation. Isabelle has shown sides of gratitude and affection to the player, especially on Valentine's Day, and has even hinted on having a crush on the player, regardless of gender. So maybe she was a fan of Mr. or Mrs. Villager when she disappeared. Not that this is a romance in any case, I think it just also helps show, like, she doesn't have the courage to leave the town.
So question then, is she going to, right, fundamentally betray her true nature, or will she learn to fucking beat people to a pulp?
She's definitely gonna learn. I'm gonna watch some gameplay video of her, but she's gonna beat some fucking people to a pulp in this.
But I think, okay, this is very good. This is very good. What are the stakes of the Smash tournament? Like, what happens?
Yeah, like,
when you
why
go to
do you
the
try
Smash?
To win?
Like, what do you do? People die in the tournament?
Well, clearly not. They get brought back.
Like, Mario's been come. Yes, so that's the, like, is yes, you are brought back to the, to, so, but, like, what do you, like, what is in it for the main characters? Like, why do they do it?
Sorry, I'm just looking at this. This is fucking dope. Here, let me just explain what she does. That's all, that's the important question, Will, but I'm just going to explain to you what she does in this game. I'm
yeah,
just gonna,
she fucks
no,
people up.
I'm just going to, in real time, explain what I'm watching in this video. So, she's on a fucking balloon, and she's adorable, and she's, like, smiling and shit, and then whack! She whacks you with a broom, then she whacks you with a popper, she throws a fishing pole,
and launches
you,
and then
she plants a mine! And kills Link. She catches you in a net and throws you. She fucks people up. And then her ultimate is she builds a house and traps everybody inside of it and then burns them alive. The burning alive I added. She just traps you in a house and then punches you all. So yeah, she gets shit done in Smash Brothers.
Okay.
Okay, so yes, what is the stakes of this tournament? What is she what
so
is
Master Hand, the bored alien child god, mm-hmm. demands a big fucking fight. Or like yes. a tournament, right? And again, like there's all different parts of the tournament. Sometimes it's you're on a team with other people, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, because you can do like what 2-on-2 in Smash, yeah. right? Or 3-on-1 or whatever. Yeah. Like you never know what's
in the last match. You can even have 8 people.
The WWE yeah. rules, you know what I'm saying? It's the yeah, fucking ladders, ladders and chairs, tables and chairs and shit. Yeah, there's all manner of because this vengeful god is like this one is a 2v2 tag team. This one is right. Like he's making the rules as he's going along.
Are you just like? And what is the is it a tournament? Or are you just like, do you just have to
eliminate? I mean, you could. I think you have to set up a tournament structure.
Do they die?
Do they die?
I don't think they can die. Right?
Do you just have? Are you just this god's plaything until he's bored with you and then he's done and
he throws
you
away.
Aside?
Yeah.
In which then, case, bear with me. Oh, yeah. It's like a video game, right? Mm-hmm. Like you just have to. You're just there. To be this amusing plaything until you're cast aside for the next one.
But then they don't. But you don't want to be there, so you'd be happy to be cast aside. It's not like Toy Story 2, where like you don't like being cast.
No,
aside.
No, I know, I know. But you're still like
you're still getting the snot.
You're still at the whims
of
this god yeah. or something like that. But then I am like, what are you doing in the fight and stuff like that?
Yes. What is? I feel like the stakes have to be. I mean,
death
right,
or something. Like, what's the worst video game stake?
Right. You either have to be that if you don't fight. The stakes of any sort of tournament have to either be gladiatorial, in which case it's like you're fighting to survive,
right.
and it's about will you ever escape the system.
Yes.
Or it has to be a trophy at the end of it, whether that trophy is proving you're the best man in a boxing movie or, you know, winning for the heart of a loved one or, you know, freedom or whatever it is. So is this like a fight for a victory or is this like a fight for survival?
Okay. What if you do die, and mm-hmm. then he just brings you back to life?
Oh, and it's just like it's. And
if he wants to, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like the like Mario's died in the yeah. last 6 Smash tournaments,
but
right?
He,
like,
but
he
likes him
killed.
Too much, and so he has this weird complex where he's like, "I'm the favored son. I'm destined to die and be reborn.
I wish you would just let me die."
Could you do
it's
this?
Very dark.
I'm also
he's
like,
holding Isabel. It's like, put me in your house. Release me from the bonds of mortality.
Like it's just again we could, really I could talk intense. For days and days about how Gladiator is the greatest movie of all time but yeah. like it's all they do all the shit in Gladiator where yeah. it's like he's like you know because you're like well, why does Maximus fight and they have the whole thing where it's like Maximus isn't gonna fight right yeah. and then he's like they all fight we all fight when you get in there you think you're not gonna fight but you're gonna fucking yeah. fight when you get in there and then he's like he has to meet a dignified end like he's yeah. like he's not gonna just let himself be cut down like a dog like yeah. like you know like he's going to and this like again like, oh he picks up the dirt and rubs in his yep. hands just like he did before the battle like it's like all that good stuff the whole like I feel like you could do something with like because they chant your name right
yeah if you if you're good that, then
you
yeah,
start
there's
slaying,
an audience. You're right there is a
there is an audience
there is an audience in the game
yes
like and in fact they do when somebody's doing really well
they
start chanting your name
they go
yeah.
like Donkey Kong oh. Yeah. And it's like that's always you get so pumped when they start
it's
chanting
such
your
a
name.
That's such a brilliant I don't know why other games it's such a brilliant tactic. It does two things. One, it makes the person who's winning feels really good.
And it also calls out
it naturally like, balances the game because then everybody's like, fuck that. We're all teaming up on the person they're chanting for.
Well, it's like that great it's like again, it's like in Gladiator where Proximo is like, I wasn't the best because I was the best fighter, I was the best because the crowd loved me the most. Like, so the crowd is the mob, you must win their favor.
From secretary to slave. From slave to
secretary to a ruined town.
This is the thing, though, is the stakes. So, yes. All right, you have all these different multiverse worlds, right?
What if it's for, like... Right, because, like, if it, the only thing that matters in video games is, like, if people, like, in the Toy Story vein, if people play the game, right? Like, that's what they want to be. Like, the toys, like, want to be played with, right? Like, that's kind of what they're all about. So what if it was like you're fighting for the prestige of your universe? It's like, if you win, you become the favored universe. And it's like, yes, the God blesses us with playing our game. And so your people at home are like, you must win, because otherwise we languish in the Castlevania world without the player's input or whatever. You know what I mean? So that way then it's like there's that bigger thing it's going for. But then the question is just like, yes, but why do we curry favor with this vengeful, selfish God?
What if, just bear with me, a lot of times these fine terms, especially when we're talking about like the rock, paper, scissors ones, is to find the best of something, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, in Saw, where you have, like, the person inside the room was the person all along.
Yeah, loved it.
Imagine how tiring it is to be fucking Mario. You're in every single fucking game. And you're like, why? Why am I painting? Why am I exploring the
world?
Why
am I a doctor?
Why am I a doctor? Why do I have to play tennis? Like, isn't there any character that the gods of Nintendo could choose over me so I could have a fucking break for a second? Mm-hmm. So what if Mario, who has all the power in the universe if you want to, he's the icon of Nintendo, finally snapped and was like, I need to find an icon. I need to find somebody to replace me because this is fucking out of control. And in fact, every time the Smash Brothers gets bigger and bigger, he becomes more and more part of the sideline, which is what he wanted in the first place. But I wonder if, like, can you make Mario the bad guy?
Oh.
Okay, so something that leaps out at me is that the Master Hand does look like Mario's
hands.
Glove.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And of course he's the of course he's the puppet master.
All right, I love that. Let's go with it.
Yes, okay. That's great.
So I'm going to throw caution into the wind and say yes and.
Okay.
So Mario is like, he's like the defender of the universe, I guess. Like,
He plays it because he's looking, right? He's also down on the ground because he's
so does he run the Smash Brothers tournament?
No, I would do
secretly.
He's a fighter, and he's this again because he could be the mentor that betrays her ultimately.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's looking. Like there would be some icon, there'd be some, you know, character, you know, Flawful or some bullshit like Mario Kingdom type bad guy that would be the bad guy, but then you realize like that's just the, you know, that's Mario's the man behind the throne or whatever.
All right, why? So, but what is Mario tired of? That's what I don't get. Like,
Mario's tired of being, because what it would be is, like, to your point, it's like, it's not just about winning. It's about getting the crowd to love you, because he needs somebody that will be on every single lunchbox also. That'll be in every single.
So, okay.
This is in the meta world of Mario, where Mario needs to find a new mascot so he's no longer overruled by, I guess that would be in like a Lego movie type, like.
So that would be, we're going to a Lego movie type situation.
Yeah, there would
like,
be some
these
bigger
are all the
meta.
Video games in the, it's like a Wreck-It Ralph. These
yes,
the
there'd be a bigger meta world where Mario's tired of being put on every single, maybe that's a little weird.
I don't want to do a Lego movie thing. Like, I'm all for it if you can figure out a way that Mario is the bad guy. Like, I'm all for that. I just don't want to blow it out to,
no,
like, and they're
no.
all video games. I'm like, hard. It just doesn't, I don't know. Not to be a stick in the mud, but, like, it just, I've seen it so many fucking times now.
Yeah, then I don't think you can make Mario the bad guy. Okay, so yeah, we need to figure out, yes.
What are the stakes of the tournament? Okay, so you have a multiverse, right? And then he pulls people from the multiverse. Like, he pulls these people, like, in these champions to fight in this tournament,
yes.
Right? And then, yes, we know that there is an audience watching, and
yes.
This is entertainment for someone,
yes.
Right? And then there is, like, all right, in the main game, when you play through, do you win anything after you beat Master Hand? Like, what do you...
You literally get a version of your trophy, like yourself.
Well, then you also... Okay, this is good. Bear with me. This is going to be... Maybe the reason the Smash universe has been expanding is that when you win, you unlock another character. You choose the next fighter or something like
so
that.
So what happened is, depending on what were the criteria to unlock a new fighter, you'd get... it would say challenger, it's like new challenger or whatever shows up. Okay, so okay, the end of the first Smash Brothers, okay, literally it is this, is you blow up Master Hand, again, but this gets into Lego movie stuff. You kill Master Hand, it fades to white, and then your character, like a stuffed animal, drops onto a desk. So like, that's after you defeat Master Hand, it fades, you get your score, cool, I did good, I'm good at this game, got 277,000, and then, oh... You were
a Kirby doll on a desk.
Where a kid clearly jacks it.
Okay.
The only thing in the center is
a box of Kleenex.
It's a box of Kleenex.
So, and then it's like you've been released from this hell world.
Yeah, it's like a twisted version of Toy Story where the toys just want to die.
The toys are forced to fight each other.
Which, again, would then be if it would be like if Woody was tired. That was, I mean, again, this goes into Lego Movie world, but which I can
have. If we can crack it for Lego Movie world, I'm down for that. I'm a little lost on it.
To me, the way you would do it is if it's like, again, kind of in the same way that the world logic between the real world and Lego Movie world doesn't really make sense. It makes sense, but like if they kept going back and forth between them, you'd be like, wait, is the kid running them over into, is he literally going inside the fucking saloon. And stuff? So like the basic premise would be like, it'd be like if Woody was fucking tired of being Woody. He's like, my life is literally this kid. No matter how many toys I bring, no matter what happens, I go fucking everywhere. I don't have a single break. I'm in every single game on the fucking planet. And no matter how many fucking people I bring into the Smash Brothers world, I'm trying to find somebody that can release me from this hell.
Just don't understand how that works. Like,
what do you mean?
So he's tired of making video games? Like, I don't, like, what, he's tired of being the star of video games? Is that the...
Yeah, it's the...
So, but do the other people know they're in video games, or does just Mario know he's in a video game?
I
think everybody knows. They would have to.
It just feels like it's just Wreck-It Ralph, then. Yeah. Wreck-It Ralph, you had the very clear stakes of, like, people need to play my game or my game's going to get unplugged and destroyed. Like, right. My whole world is going to get erased.
Well, the stakes for Isabelle is going to be trying to get home, right? First and foremost, probably.
Yeah. All right. What if you do this? What if you do kind of back to my original kind of thought on this? Is that you do, people are going to disappearing from their game worlds, right?
Yeah.
Villager disappeared, right? And now she disappears, right? Yeah, the same thing that happened to Villager happens to her. She's like, yeah. What the fuck is going on? And she realizes everyone has been just appearing in Smash Brothers universe, right?
Yeah.
And again, like, there's been these sightings, right? Like, they see these weird battles happen all over the place or whatever, right? And what she realizes is that Master Hand is collecting all of these heroes from these different worlds to have a tournament with them, right? Mm-hmm. With the promise being that whoever wins the tournament will get to go home.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the end of the tournament, he always just goes, no, let's have a bigger tournament. I'm not satisfied. I don't really believe you're the best, right? And then so he brings in more people to fight, and they do it all fucking over again, right? And so
he's never satisfied. That tournament wasn't good enough. I think we have to have another tournament for you to go home.
Yes. And so then now she has been, so people have just been disappearing from Animal Crossing world. Now she disappears and she's in the tournament and she's trying to fight to go home.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't reveal that yet. Because you want her to fight in earnest in the tournament.
Yeah, well, I think there would be an element where Mario is like, don't you get it? Like, I've been here before.
Yeah, he's
you're
cynical
not go
at this
home.
Point. Yeah.
And she's
you're
just upset you haven't won. Like, there's a way to go home. Or
maybe he... here's something. Maybe he erases... You don't remember it when you go, but Mario remembers because of some weird reason. Like, you have a guy who knows that they're in this loop or what, not loop. I guess it feels a little like Fortnite, but like, because you could do, again, if you want to have the cynical person, like, don't you realize this isn't the first Smash? This is the 1,000th Smash.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and play that as a twist in the movie as opposed to being...
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I can see that.
So, yeah. So, from the first point, it's just she gets sucked into this world, right? And she's like, oh, my gosh, Villager, there you are. He's like, oh, I've been fighting for days. It's crazy. And they're like, maybe it's this dark universe version of Mario's world.
Mm-hmm.
Where it feel you know, like it is your base of operations, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like this.
I would do this like the final, the only like world that is Smash Bros. Is like the final destiny. I feel like it's this floating space arena type place. And then, yes, they go up into the
and
battle arena.
Yeah, there's an
and they teleport to locations
or
to
they,
fight.
Or rather, they teleport the world to them
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah, yeah.
right? Yeah, yeah. They project the world or whatever.
Yeah.
And then there's an arena of people watching it, right?
Yeah.
These, like, you know, aliens
the
or
faceless
whatever.
Ones.
Yeah, they're aliens. Like, I think you just have them goofy aliens that are, like, you know, like, fucking super into this.
They're literally
whatever,
just
right?
floating hands, and all they do is applaud or cheer.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so it's the Master Hand universe, right? And they've been doing this for, you know, for generations or whatever. Okay, that's really, really good. I like that. So yeah, then she shows up, there's this tournament going on, and now she's got to fight her way through the tournament to try to get her and Villager back home, right? Because she cares about Villager, right? And then maybe they're pitted against each other at one point. Like, I don't know, is that something?
Yeah, so then it's like, then ultimately what is kind of the... let's just go with that and kind of think linearly for just a second. What's the kind of the first act and how does she literally just disappear or does it start with like, she takes a step out of her comfort zone and finally goes to investigate where Villager went or like, does something like, how does she get sucked
in? I like that.
In the first
I would
place?
Do that. I would do
she
that,
gets
yes.
on the train or whatever, right?
She's always she's kind of going back and forth. She's like, maybe villagers found a better village and that's why he hasn't come back home, but why hasn't he messaged me? And maybe she thinks something's wrong by everybody. Again, Animal Crossing is so like Pleasantville dystopian level happiness. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I'm sure he just, you know, the letter must have gone lost in the mail, which is weird because, you know, our letters never get lost in the mail because our mail's perfect because everything here in Animal Crossing's perfect or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's getting a little suspicious. She's like, something's wrong. But again, she's this very, you know, risk averse workaholic, you know, lives in this comfort zone. But finally she like, yes, something. I'm trying to think of what pushes her out the door. Finally.
I think she's worried about Villager. Yeah. Villager hasn't been home, and you know, Villager's never been away this long.
Yeah,
and gets so, a letter
again,
from
your
Village.
Opening act is her looking around the village for Villager, yeah. Right? And like, you get some of her personality, who she is in this little network of like, this little, you know, neighborhood. I like the threshold. Like, she goes on the train.
She gets a letter from Villager saying, "Find me and kill me." It's like, dang, Villager, that's kind of jacked up.
No, it should be because Animal Crossing has holidays. I used to play a lot of Animal Crossing 64, real-time holidays, but it should be that it's been like a year since he's been gone. And they always used to go to the concerts of KK Slider, who's the cool guitar-playing dog in Animal Crossing, who sounds like, me, mommy. He sounds like he has these goofy songs. She should be like listening to a song by KK Slider and this like cool ballad that's like something about like, I don't know, you need to be something that thematically ties into the idea of a lost warrior or something. And she remembers last year her and Villager were watching this holding hands or whatever. And she's like, that's just, I gotta be courageous. I gotta go find, you know, I gotta go find him or whatever. But yeah, she misses him and it begins suspicious. But she realizes it's been a year. Like it's been way too long.
It's his birthday or her birthday, yeah. Whether we do boy or girl for the Villager. Yeah. But yes, it's like it's their birthday. We're there for their birthday. You would never miss their birthday. Yeah.
Yes.
So then. They go on, Isabel goes on the train, because the train is what takes you out of town. That was the last thing she saw him to go do.
Okay, I gotta find something for, there's this cat on the train. Why did I just type cat on a train without saying Animal Crossing? In Animal Crossing, there's this creepy-ass cat, Rover. I like the idea of, he's kind of like this, like,
A little demonic.
He's kind of like the Cheshire cat, reminds mm-hmm. me. Yeah, but yeah. When you start a new character or travel to somebody's town, he's on the train. He talks to you. Mm-hmm. And he always creeped us out. We always thought he was weird as shit. But I like the idea that maybe this is like the minion of Master Hand. And it is like, that's how they kidnap people. Like whether it's like Link or whoever, when people go on these trains or they teleport or whatever, he tricks them. They always ask you questions. Rover asks you questions.
Okay.
So he's looking for fighters. You know?
Well, I think, yes. I like that. Because what I was going to say is that by doing this, Isabel has proven she has courage.
Yes.
Right? Which is ultimately what Master Hand is looking for.
Yes.
Right? Because it's not all about who's power has nothing to do with it. It's courage,
yes.
Right? Like, will you go against something? Will you stand up to your greatest fear, right?
Yes.
And like the fear she overcomes by stepping onto that train is,
yes,
like, that's like Link fighting Ganondorf times a billion,
yeah,
right? Like, for her to do this. So like, she has, yeah, proven she has bravery, right? So then that is what draws her into the web of the tournament now.
Yeah, because you'd have this moment where like she, and the way she can start realizing that people don't remember. Well, one, she'd probably be weirded out by the Villager being only like, it's only been like a couple days or whatever. But also, like, I like the idea that, like, you know, the Master Hand comes up and then this little Rover cat is like next to him. She's like, wait, is this a little cat from the train? Oh my God, like he's the one who sent me into the portal or whatever it is. Okay, so she goes looking for her friend,
yes,
who's been gone.
Yes.
And then she realizes that her friend was caught by this crazy alien who's looking for the best fighters across all the multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
What is the fighter in our multiverse?
Oh, it's the me.
Oh, okay. I was going to, like, is it like Dwayne The Rock Johnson or somebody? There should definitely be one cameo where it's like, he's like, I'm from Earth. And like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
It's Wii Fitness Trainer.
Yeah.
It's a yoga instructor.
Like, yeah, I'm not sure what I'm
like
here for.
Ronda Rousey or somebody. It's like, yeah, I guess I'm here to beat the shit out of people and just watch them fight
Dwayne
Pikachu.
The Rock Johnson's pretty good. It's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yeah. Yeah, it's very fun.
It's Randy. It's Randy Couture.
Yeah. Just like,
what's Randy Couture doing here?
Okay. That's very fun.
Did you see Randy suplex Link?
That'd be a fucking baller moment in the trailer.
Yeah, just a fucking WWE wrestler going hard on Pikachu. And yeah. Pikachu,
like, Royce Gracie made Pikachu submit. Like, it was weird, man. He got a rear naked choke and it was over.
All right.
Okay, so your second act is the shock. It's the Hunger Games coming into, it's being put into this tournament.
Oh my gosh, what is this world?
Yes.
Yeah. And then she finds Villager, and Villager's like a different man.
Yes.
Right? Like, he's been in this world for forever.
And there's kind people. There's, you know, there's the, you know, Ness, who's like, don't worry, we'll get through this. And there's people like K. Rule or whatever. You got bad people who are like, yeah, I love the fight. I'm going to fuck all you up. And she's like, oh shit, this seems like a really scary place. So what's her response to this? Like as a
I think it would be like
workaholic kind secretary who cares about her town.
I think her move is like, yo, let me just get out of here. I'm out.
I think
of
she
here.
Wants to go home.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I like the idea.
I like the idea that she gets put into a fight and she wins it not by fighting but just like lucks out. You know, sometimes you can win those if you just let everyone else fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's running away from it and hiding and stuff like that, and everyone else just kills each other, and it's just like. You just have to, and the guy's like, the final guy's like at 200%. She's like, you just have to tap him, and he gets sent into the stratosphere for her first fight, which is like, I killed a man. These hands killed a man.
There could be an element of like, I could see this also being like a little bit of like the reverse of Cinderella. So the one of the problems I have with the Cinderella story, it's like, yeah, I get this theme is like, be kind, but it's also a little bit like, hey, like really the secret is like, no matter how shitty your parents are or people are to you, just like shut up and take it. So there's like an element of like, this could be a little bit of the reverse in a row. It was like everybody in Animal Crossing is nice, but you would see her as a secretary who just manages this town full of like fucking naive, happy-go-lucky people who just constantly make life harder for her, and she would never say anything about mm-hmm. it, right? So I feel like even when she got here, her first thing would be like, okay, well, I really don't belong here. I'm not a fighter. Like, can I talk to the top? Can I talk to management or whatever it is? Like, her response would be to try to play within the rules in the system.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I feel like that's Isabelle's
role. Yeah.
Like, me and Villager don't belong here. Is there a way we can, you know, who do I talk to? What forms do I need to sign? Whatever it is. And they're mm-hmm. laughing and think she's naive.
Yeah,
but I think
yeah.
it's also going to get to an element of like where she stands up for herself finally. And it's like, you know, and it was not like she, when she gets back to Animal Crossing, it's not like she's going to be mean. It's like there's the Nook is the guy who you owe money. Really, Animal Crossing is actually you start the game and you just owe a bunch of debt to this guy who gave you your house, and then you work to pay it off. So it'd be like she finally says to Nook, like, "Know what? I think you can. No, I can't stay late today." It's like a very simple, like her growth, even though she went through this crazy tournament, and she just kind of stands up to her boss. It's like, yeah, no, I'm gonna go. Well, me and Villager are gonna leave early and go listen to KK Slider. He's like, oh. Okay. She walks away. She's like, yeah, you go, Isabelle. You tell your boss you're not working extra late
in
today.
That case, I would do that. It's not that Villager, because I like the idea that Phantom Tollbooth-esque this entire thing winds up taking a place over her lunch break.
That's
and
fun.
So then I would do that. It's not that Villager's been missing for days. Villager's been, he's late for work.
Oh, that's good. And tonight they were going to go out, and the boss, you start with the boss saying, hey, actually, hey,
I need you to work.
I need to work. You know, you're going to be late for that concert. Is that okay? And she's like, oh, yeah, I guess that's okay.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, I guess he's not here today right now anyway, so maybe something happened. But okay. But then she starts getting concerned because, yes, he's not here by lunchtime. He's never been
so,
late.
Yeah, she takes her lunch break to go
look
for him.
Yes,
and then winds up going
good.
Out of the train.
Yeah, that's very good.
Okay, I love that. All right.
Yeah.
So then you have the tournament, right? And then you have, okay, so yeah, she winds up in this world, right? And
yeah.
then, yes, I think there's like, I just look, I need to get back home. I'm going to be in a lot of trouble back at work.
Yeah.
You know, like the, like my boss is expecting me back after my lunch break. I got to get back. Okay.
Yes.
You know, like he's going to get fired. We're going to go. We got to like, this is not our thing. You guys have fun or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you've been chosen for your bravery. The only way is to fight.
Yeah.
Right. And then they go into a match together. Right.
Yes.
And they get their asses kicked.
Yes.
Right. And they're like, we're never going to get out of here.
Yes.
And then from the shadows, someone goes, I can get you out of here. It's Mario.
Yes.
Right? And it's Mario's the Lord of the Smash who hasn't,
yes.
I mean, like he hasn't been in a match in forever. Right. Like,
oh, you know how you make Mario the bad guy?
How?
Is you don't do it's just, he just wants to win. What you do is he's teaming up with them
so he
it's
can the, get them through the tournament and beat them.
Yes, it's the classic weakest link where you don't vote off the strong, you don't vote off the weakest link. The real secret of the weakest link or a lot of those games is actually you try to get rid of your competition as soon as possible and put yourself in the best position where the final two is you versus an idiot. His thought is like, if I can fucking get the finale, because that's essentially, it's the Survivor too. It's the classic, all of us will work together. And then when it's just the four of us, you know, we'll all hold berries like in Hunger Games,
you know,
and,
it is also,
and win. And it's like, no,
Mario,
Mario's going to get Villager,
and
Isabelle.
It's not that Mario is like tired of being Mario. It's that all of these other jackholes have come to steal his spotlight.
Yeah.
Pikachu gets a movie? Fucking Pikachu gets a movie? And he's voiced by fucking Ryan Reynolds? Mario's looking around at this universe and be like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Castlevania's got a Netflix series? Where's my Netflix series, huh? Just because I had one bad movie. And he's like, this is what's going to happen. All these motherfuckers who have taken my glory, I'm going to take them all down.
I bet you finally, when they finally make a movie about me, it's going to be from the fucking Minions guys or something. And then he finds out, he's like, no!
Okay, all right, to go along with that.
But it's his bid. It's his bid to get back on top. Because nobody picks Mario in Smash, right?
I like the idea that this is a man who only cares about being king, essentially.
Yeah.
I like the idea that he has seen, like, you know, you have this mysterious other world, the voices, the chant, the hand, stuff yeah. like that.
By the way, five minutes.
You know, he knows that the most popular fighters in this arena, like, they sing songs of them in this world. They yes. make video games about them. yeah. They, like, you know, like, whatever, right? Like, yeah. that this is, like, they, you know, or I don't know. Like,
yeah,
know,
yeah.
It's just, you know what it should be is the board. It's like the Nintendo board of executives, mm-hmm. and this is like the multiverse is where they get all their ideas from. Because you know they always tell they're like Shigeru Miyamoto is banned from talking yeah. about where he gets his ideas for video games after he talked about like gardening and coming up with Pikmin. It's because he gets them from the multiverse.
That's good. Yeah.
And so the Smash Brothers tournament is how they choose what's going to inspire their next great game. Yes. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I like on like a metaphysical like thematic level. And there's also like I like the idea that Mario secretly he doesn't want to go home.
Yeah, no, he loves it here.
Yeah, he's like when I go home, it's like the princess is in another castle. It's like, oh, she's the one in charge. Oh, I'm just a plumber. Fuck that. Oh, your brother's cooler than you and taller. It's like, no, here I'm king. I'm gonna fucking do whatever it is to be king or whatever. But yes, he's smart. He knows that he can't beat freaking Cloud. He can't beat like freaking Samus.
Yeah.
So yes, he's got to play it cheap and dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah. So she has this, and she has this. Relationship is like lovable, roguish, you know, cigar smoking Mario.
Here's
character.
A plot question: what happens when you lose in one of these tournaments? I guess you're just back in it. Like how what is the structure of this?
I think it has to be an elimination tournament for this to make
yeah,
any
but
sense.
What happens when you get eliminated?
You die.
Maybe there's one. It could be a turn where it's like at a certain point, like you get to death rounds or something. I don't know. Because maybe it is like first it's like brackets.
You have to have it make means. Because
you could be you could fight first into brackets, right? It could be like an element of like first, like you know these games kind of like pre World Cup, like in terms of you wanted to like escalate the stakes. It's like first these fights are to see who's going to fight who in the elimination where you die, and it could get to the point where like the tournaments go to actual death, or you do yes, like it is, or is also only the winners go home, like is the thing. So it could be ultimately.
Then you would do that.
You're just trapped here until you win.
You don't get to. And then they have multiple tournaments. Like,
yes.
They have tournaments over
yeah,
and
over.
Yeah,
they keep doing more and more
yeah,
tournaments.
Yeah.
And then the secret would be, like, obviously. You'd never
and only the winner of the tournament gets to go home.
Yeah.
Does the winner come back for the next tournament? How does that work?
I mean, that would be the twist. If you want to do, again, a little rhyme, it would be like the twisted fate would be like, again, if they erase memories and stuff. It's like, no, nobody goes home. Like, that's crazy. It's just endless fucking tournaments. They tell stories. It's like Island, where it's like you get you're a good enough, you know.
Clone.
Yeah, clone. You get to go to floor 52 or whatever it is, and nobody comes back from floor 52, which proves that it must be wonderful there. But it's like, no, it's not.
But I'm still like, what happens when you get eliminated from the tournament? Because I don't think you die as a Nintendo kids movie.
Yeah.
They're not going to do that fucking Pikachu gets killed by when Animal Crossing girl kicks him out of the arena.
Dang, though. How much better is that movie?
You clean.
Do you have to, like, you're, like, are you trapped in this purgatory until you win? Is that the idea? I just, like, yeah, it's just, oh.
I think you have to die.
No, I really disagree. Like, I don't think you can do that.
Okay,
you just get
what if it's
killed.
This? What if it's this? What if it's this?
I mean, I see what you mean, Freddie. I'm not trying to be stubborn.
I'm just saying, like, you have to have stuff mean something in the tournament structure. Like, Enter the Dragon doesn't work if it's like, oh, you gotta do some janitorial work, Bruce Lee.
Well, I was
but
about
it's
to
not
say.
A, it's not a tournament to the death in Enter the Dragon. It's a karate tournament.
But, okay, wait.
It's like there's intrigue, good kung fu intrigue going on the side.
Okay,
but,
okay. How about this? How about
kung fu
this?
Intrigue. My favorite kind of intrigue.
What if you do, again, ignoring, yes, it's a surprise at the end that it's just over lunch break, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
in
yeah.
their world, it's time is endless, right? Or whatever it is. It's years and years that have been going on. Villager, that would be the twist. Villager's been like, I've been here for years. Like, I've been fighting nonstop. And it's miserable. Like, a tournament takes place over the course of a year or whatever it is. When you lose, like, leading up to the tournaments, you're a fighter. In fact, it seems even kind of nice at first. She's like, oh, this place is really well regulated. Like, you get really good food because they feed you healthy because you got to be up to top fighting form and whatnot. And when you lose, you are punished with fucking menial labor. You clean the jock straps. You clean the inside of the gloves of these aliens. Like, it is hell. Like, you are punished. And then the winner, you know, is rewarded by going home or whatever it is. But because I could see that she loses at first and, like, maybe she starts, like, changing the system from within with her secretary work or whatnot. And then, like, and then she almost gets complacent. She's like, well, you know, it's all about a positive attitude as long as you stay here. Or I don't know. And then she's like, no, I'm going to find my way back. I don't know.
Okay. This is the thing to figure out, because then I think once you got it, you got the movie. Because look, I get the structure of the movie. Okay, so yes, act one, she's in Animal Crossing world, she's a pushover, Tom Nook doesn't want her to stay late, the kid's missing, she goes to look for him on a lunch break, she gets sucked into Final Destination world, right? We learn the rules of Final Destination world in this tournament. The only way she's going to get home is if she wins this tournament, right? So she teams up with Villager, and they're going to just try to figure this out, right? And then like, maybe one of us will go home and we'll explain what's going on, and we'll come back to help her, whatever, right? And they team up with Mario, who's going to teach them how to be a fighter to get through the tournament, right? And Mario is, you know, this trainer, and like, you know, the arc is like, you got to be a killer, you got to be vicious, you got to outsmart people, right? And those are her challenges that she's got to overcome, right? And as she, and then I would do, Villager doesn't take well to fighting, but she does. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And she becomes this champion. She becomes this, you know, like, your arc is her, you know, becoming this badass, essentially. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, being this reckless, you know, fuck authority, blah, 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 blah. And then, yes, I think at some point she discovers the truth, which is that winning the tournament doesn't mean what you think it means, right? And that, you know, Mario wants to win the tournament and by taking her down. And then because Mario knows the secret, which is that there is no, you never go home. Or something like that.
Oh, I mean, it's classic. The ending, what are we talking about? They have in Smash, she fucking fights the Master Hand. Like, it would be at some point, like, when she realizes, rather, the all is lost moment is she's going to win. But then Mario opens up and is like, yes, you are a true fighter. Don't you understand? When you win, you will be king. And then you will fight the next year. And then you'll be king again. And you'll just live just like me. It's amazing. Isn't this the best game ever? Isn't this the greatest thing of all time? Mm-hmm. And then, again, there's that moment where it's like, she, you know, she's like, maybe that is what this is like. I guess this is life now.
Like, no one appreciated her back in Animal Crossing.
But no, it's the are you not entertained? She fucking brings the king and like in Gladiator down to the arena with her. She's going to fucking fight Master Hand. I mean, the end of Smash Bros. Is you fight the hand. You literally fight Master Hand. So it'd be some sort of way, again, her smart secretarial abilities, she finds some loophole that lets her challenge.
Oh, could you do, by the way, could you actually do, because what if we just wonder what happens when you get, all they know is that you get punched and you just go flying.
That's true, and there's a star explosion.
Yeah, and then they're like, what the hell happened?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, what is this, right? And then part of the turn is like, she loses a match, right? She can't bring herself to punch out Villager, and then Villager punches her out, right? And she goes careening into the stars, and then she goes from being at the top of the game to now she's like they're slaves or something like that. Or like again, like the other side of this fighter's utopia is that all of the fighters who didn't make it are like toiling in, like, you know, the video game.
They become the trophies at the other. They become the way you win at the end is just a trophy of a fallen fighter, which is literally all happens faster. So what you do is she finally gets into Mario's room, and Mario just has dozens of trophies of every single Nintendo character, everybody he's ever defeated. And she realizes this is all it is. It's just a cycle. When you fucking die, when you get sent to the, like, you get, she finds a way to break out of this like trophy room or whatever it is. I don't know. But the idea that
you get frozen and turned into a trophy.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Yes, that's the perfect.
Yeah, let Villager try to save her or whatever it is.
Yeah, well, yes, because then you do. Okay, this is also very good. This is also how you do like your Avengers Ready Player One thing, is there's this giant room of trophies with thousands of characters.
Yeah.
And so she's gonna lead her slave revolt at the end, right? And so she casts a spell, she breaks them out of their trophies.
Yeah.
So yes, I like that that's the stakes. That's really good. That when you lose, you turn into a trophy that goes on the wall of the person who kicked you out, right?
Yes.
Who vanquished or whatever. So then I would do, I would actually do that. She takes out Villager.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Or what, I don't know, whatever you're going to do midpoint where then like now Villager is like on the wall and she's like, I promise I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to figure out a way to do it, right?
Yeah. And then I think she finds a way, once she realizes the game is rigged, she needs to find a way to break the game in order to actually get home. So whatever that is, whether she, you know, realizes what these aliens are actually doing or why they need it or something. She finds some, again, she, once she realizes it's all about giving Rome back to the Republic, she fucking creates a way to get the...
It's, you know, Master Hand is distracting everybody with the Smash Brothers tournament while picking their pockets.
Yeah.
Right?
And she's going to reveal it or
and
something.
And then, well, no, but like once the Smash tournament is ruined, then like he's dethroned from his thing or whatever at the end of the Smash Brothers tournament.
Yeah.
But yes, I would do, she realizes that Mario's been playing her.
Yeah.
That there is no going home, that this is this end, you know, at the end of the cycle, you know, everyone just gets unfrozen from their trophies and their memories are erased and they do it all over
Mario's again. Essentially, what's his name? Hugh Grant in Paddington 2. He just comes home and just looks at all of his trophies, and this is how he's like, yes, I am a man. I'm a big fighter. I'm so good. It's the end of Boogie Nights. He's like, yes, yeah. Look at the size of my trophy collection. And he closes the door, and that's all he lives for. And it's like, this is what you're going to do if you're just a fighting tournament.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. So then, yes, I would do that. She... her low point is she beats Animal Crossing guy, yeah. Right? I'm trying to think like what motivates that on a character level. Like Mario tricks her into thinking that Animal Crossing guy is going to betray her.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she thinks that Ness is, you know, that, or whatever, right? And yeah. Then so she like closes and turns her eyes and puts the fist out, and he goes careening, and he's like, "What did you do now?"
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, what have I done?
Yeah.
And, you know, she's like, the crown is the new fighter, right? Like the new champion, yeah, right? Yeah. She's like, oh no, I'm going to have to go home, ashamed of myself, you know? And like, how am I going to explain this to everybody? And then it's like, no, don't you see, like, you don't go home. Like, you know, like there's going to be a whole other tournament, and we get to do this again and again.
You know that
and
rush
again.
When you defeated him? You can feel that every day.
Yeah. So you do, but then I think the clock is like, they're about to reboot the cycle. She's going to get her memory erased. All the fighters are going to get memory wiped. Mm-hmm. And like, this is going to start over again. They're just going to be back in the same thing.
Yeah.
And Mario's going to pick a new person to fuck with or whatever. Right. So she's got to bust everybody out before that happens and lead this, stand up to authority and stand up to Mario and lead this, you know, revolution, so to speak. And then it's, everyone has to team up to, you know, storm the thing. And then, she has a showdown with Master Hand at the end.
Yeah. And then she fights, and then there's some reason we've planted that if she beats Master Hand, they actually get to go home, and she stops.
Well, then maybe it's like love is the most powerful thing, and she realizes all that Master Hand has wanted this whole time was a high five.
Yo.
Oh, shit. That's actually pretty good.
Like, let her solve it with love, not with fighting, right? Yeah. Like, that's the real trick.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you have some sort of love conquers all thing, and then everyone goes back to their worlds, and she realizes that, you know,
the trophy of Master Hand is just the key out. Like, it's a weird keyhole that's shaped like a hand. Well, shoot, I don't know how to get that.
He has a keyhole in his hand?
It's like there's a door out. His hand is a trophy. He turns into a trophy at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a hand.
And then you stick the hand
into a hand-shaped keyhole. It's like, I guess this was the answer the whole time.
I guess this was the thing.
Where's this keyhole?
In space. Fucking wild, right?
Right when she gets to, like, hey, what's that door there with a hand-shaped keyhole?
And never
like,
I don't mind. Know. That shows up in
hey, who's the guy who runs this place? Oh, he's a giant hand. Weird.
Weird.
I bet you that was no connection at all.
Weird.
Maybe you could still do, like, the...
I was thinking Master Hand is Mario.
Yeah.
Like, when he starts moving his hands, Master Hand's moves. It's like, it's been me all along. This is just how I live. I fight endlessly.
Or it's like he has to keep... like someone, like a bad guy is taking over the Mushroom Kingdom, mm-hmm. like an interdimensional bat, and he has to keep them distracted with a puppet show. Like, or they'll destroy
it could be
the kingdom.
Kind of like the bad guy in Princess and the Frog, sort of. Like, it could be that master, like, yes, Mario's, but it is like, you know, it's like Thanos to the bad guy in the first Avengers. It's like Mario has been consumed, and that's the love. It's like Mario's been consumed by this, you know, representation of must constantly fight. Like, he has essentially a parasitic relationship with his Master Hand. They are together, and like, yes, this is the only way he can feed it, essentially. Otherwise, he thinks it's going to destroy everybody. And then she finds, again, she does what Mario couldn't do. Mario found a way to calm Master Hand.
It's
a classic Doctor Who episode. Like, they found a way to feed the beast, but she's going to find a way to tame, like, love the beast.
Yeah, and it's unsustainable, right? So, yes Mario, like, the Master Hand showed up in the Mario Kingdom demanding to be entertained. Essentially, just was banging around on messing things up, and then he realized that the Master Hand liked it when he and Luigi fought each other.
Yes.
Right?
Like, he hit Mario, and Mario got small.
And Master Hand and Mario,
wait, what?
And the stakes are. Oh, yes, this is the turnaround.
I want to give a pause for Freddy's joke. This is very funny.
Okay.
Anyway, it's just that he hit Mario. Mario got small.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say the way you do it is like what, so that Mario's not just pure evil. Is Mario's also doing this out of love? And this is how you can explain everybody's favorite fucking thing, but I hate it. But it's okay. Mario's gay for Waluigi. And the thing is, Mario's just trying to calm this. Like, the one person in the Mushroom Kingdom that hasn't been sent to this game is Waluigi. And Mario's doing everything he can just to keep Waluigi out of this hellish tournament.
Pure sweet Waluigi.
You don't understand. At least when I win and I feed him, I have a little bit of control, and he will never bring Waluigi into this tournament. I miss him so much, though. She's like, there's got to be a way to solve this. He's like, there isn't. The only way to solve this is to defeat you, Isabel. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then she high-fives Master Hand.
Yes. And the end is Mario, like, reuniting with his long-lost love, Waluigi.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I think, yes. Oh, yeah. So, yes, what I love about that is that, yes, Mario is in this unsustainable thing. He has to keep bringing in more and more and more fighters. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and it's, what's cool, too, is, like, she's exploring the Final Destination world, and there are all these clues that she realizes this is a corrupted version of the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah.
Like, she realizes, holy shit, this is Peach's castle. Like, this is, like, you know, like, this is the Mushroom Kingdom. What's going on?
Yes. And he's like, I only bring, don't you understand? I only bring fighters. I only bring people who aren't as pure and lovable as Waluigi. And she's like, I don't know if you really, I think you're being a little, like, Village is my Waluigi. Like, he's a nice person. And he's like, no, he's just good
Waluigi. Or you do that Waluigi is Master Hand.
Right.
And the Waluigi was fed up by getting left out. And then Waluigi tampered with forces that he couldn't possibly understand and became this crazy, ultra-powerful demigod. And all Waluigi needs is love,
right? Somebody just, he needs to have Matt stop talking about how he's the shittiest character Mario's Nintendo's ever made.
Yeah, so
and Waluigi, Isabel high fives and be like, no, you're pretty cool, Waluigi. And they're like, wait, why did you say that to Master Hand? And the Master Hand shrinks down to Waluigi. He's like, really?
Wah.
Wah.
Yeah.
The wah is the cry of a man finally accepted for who he is.
Waluigi, was tired of getting picked on and wanted to be powerful and, like, you know, like, bit off way more than he could chew and became this, like, ultra super and powerful and terrifying being and just wanted people to pay attention to him and make him happy, right?
Yes.
But nothing can make him happy because he's not happy in and of himself, right? So
he
likes watching people fight. Like, that's something he enjoys because he likes other people being as unhappy as he is, right? So he's making the universe miserable. And then so Mario's just trying to feed the beast and keep everything contained.
Yes.
And then she discovers who Master Hand really is while Luigi and shows him love. Which is what you're supposed to do with a narcissistic, abusive person is just love them unconditionally. That's the way to solve that problem. You can fix that.
He goes, wow. They go, okay, but Waluigi, you sincerely do suck. So.
Like, Waluigi, you need therapy. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. Okay, yes, I don't. But yes, I that, like, he has some wound in his heart, you know? And, like, I am a little leery about the idea that it's, like, it's up to you to fix toxic, manipulative people. So I think, like, at first, step one is you establish a strong boundary. Like, I don't think you defeat Master.
Step one, you kick his ass.
I think she stands up to Waluigi in a way that Mario was unwilling to do.
Yes.
And I think that
Mario is feeding him. Mario's feeding
he's
his
enabling
problem.
Him.
He's enabling him.
Yeah, and I think Isabel, and again, he represents this ultimate kind of dark authority figure that you have with Tom Nook or whatever, right? So you do that. She stands up to him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, all the fighters are united and, like, we're not going to fight. And it's such a refusal to fight. She gets everyone to agree to not fight anymore.
Yes.
And so then they're all, you know, like, going to have tea or whatever, right? So they refuse to fight. They throw a party, right?
Yes.
And then Waluigi is to his power fades away from him, right? Because he has no fear over them anymore.
Yes.
So now he is just this ostracized loner at the outside of this party. And then she invites him to the party.
Yes.
And then she's like, if you're not a fucking dick, you can come party with us, right? And then, like, you know, like these. So then, yes, you have a sort of reconciliation there.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
All right.
Okay, and then she goes home, and then they go to the concert.
Yeah, she's like, yo, no.
He plays the party.
Chill out. You're
the guy plays the party.
This place is so nice, but you literally have every single villager in debt.
Oh, end is,
this is a cult.
Mario, the slider, KK Slider, plays the party.
Yeah,
and
for
then
everybody,
yeah, she has a little cute moment with the villager.
Yeah.
And girl villager, since we stopped doing the gay plot with Mario and Luigi.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's girl villager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
This is the Smash Brothers story. I guess so.
Honestly, the Smash Brothers movie is, the soundtrack is nothing but Smash Mouth.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back.
The end of the podcast.
The end of the podcast.
When we come back, talking break, the story break after show.
Hi, this is Rachel McElroy.
Hello, this is Griffin McElroy.
And this is Wonderful.
It's a podcast that we do as we are married. And how's the ad going so far? Because I think it's going very good.
We talk about things we like every week on Wednesdays.
One time Rachel talked about pumpernickel bread. It was so tight. You cannot afford to miss her talking about this sweet brown bread.
We also talk about music and poems and, you know, weather.
There was one... Weather? One time Rachel talked about Baby Beluga, this song, for like 14 minutes. And it just really blew my hair back.
So check us out on MaximumFun.org.
It's a cool podcast with chill vibes. Amber is the color of our energy, is what all the iTunes reviews say.
They will now.
And now, a Story Break movie trailer.
Villager, is that you? Where are we? How do we get home?
We're in the Smash world, Isabelle, and we've got to fight our way home.
Fight? Against who?
Well, first, we've got to go up against Bowser.
That's right.
And watch out for Captain Falcon.
Falcon Punch.
Up next, it's the main man, Mario.
It's a me.
Okay, got it.
Also, Dr. Mario.
It's a me, MD.
And then you got Bayonetta.
So close.
The Ice Climbers.
On the rocks.
Whoa, that's a lot of people.
We're just getting started. Here comes Cloud.
Limit Break.
Solid Snake.
Metal Gear.
Sonic.
Gotta go fast.
Fox.
Falco.
Wolf.
You're good, but I'm bad.
Pokemon Trainer.
Gotta catch them all.
Incineroar. Pichu. Greninja.
Lucario.
Jigglypuff. Pikachu! Pikachu, wake up! Isabelle!
Oh, hey, that's me!
Villager, that's me! We have to fight ourselves! And King DDD!
It's Hammer Time!
King K. Rool! Kirby! Bowser Jr.!
I'm the baby!
Daisy!
I'm the Daisy!
Link!
Yeah.
Toon Link!
Yeah.
Young Link!
Yeah, it's your boy Link! Smash that like button!
Samus!
Don't call me Metroid!
Dark Suit Samus!
Don't call Metroid me!
Zero Suit Samus!
I have a whip!
Little Mac!
I'm loving it!
Ness and Lucas!
Hey.
Luigi!
Mama Mia!
Mega Man!
Light of the Night!
Meta Knight!
So meta!
Me, bro!
Yeah.
Me, Gunner! Me, Fighter!
Not really three of us!
Mr. Game and Watch! Captain
Olimar! I win!
I thought my name was
Ridley,
Kid Icarus.
More like Kid
Icarus. Rosalina. Riot Kid. Mewtwo.
Should I not
Gold Donkey Kong. All the, the Fire Emblem guys.
Yes, I'm for it.
Son says time.
Namaste, motherfucker.
So, Isabelle, you think you can handle all this?
I only have one question for you. Is that all you got?
Smash Brothers, that's all of them. The end. We did it. We're done.
Boy, oh boy, a lot of characters in that Smash Bros.
That's not
huh?
the way, that's not the energy to come into that, Freddy.
Freddy! I'm Freddy! Matt! Hey, it's me, Matt, minifigs. Will, I'm the cool one.
Do Freddy.
I did Freddy.
Oh, what was Freddy?
And
Freddy.
I'm the stunt man.
Okay, well, that was the trailer for Smash Bros. Ultimate. We didn't really come up with a trailer idea so much as just make fun of that there were so many characters.
You know what I like is that it's a trailer, but also you learned a little something.
Yep. All right, well.
And hopefully it prepares you. I hope you took some time to think about what characters you want to play in this video game that's coming out
in
this timely week.
If you have any Nintendo characters you want to be in the next Smash Brothers, tweet your ideas to Freddy Wong at F Wong on Twitter.
Yes, I'll let my boy Mario and Shigeru over at Nintendo know.
My uncle at Nintendo will forward your ideas immediately.
Is there a Twitter account that's just my uncle at Nintendo and it's just a guy who just tweets Nintendo rumors?
That would be
that's
the
a
best
good Twitter.
Fucking Nintendo should have that as their like alt Nintendo account. Anyway. Hey, Will, did you get any cool fan art this week? Thanks, Will. I did. Me specifically, not the podcast.
It's just you and your mustache.
Send in your favorite Will fan art to F1. We're loopy. All right. We got a really awesome Cruzan USA poster from Sam Archangel. I think I see a little peek of a little game called Overdrift Purgatorio in this art, which makes me very happy. Thank you for the little VGHS reference, Sam. We got another piece of art from Jonathan W. Hobbins, the best-selling book, My Name is Waluigi, featuring some very sexy Waluigi fan art from Fragile Creation on DeviantArt. It's like the devil in the White City, but the devil is Waluigi. I just finished reading A Tale of Two Cities because I finally decided to do my 10th grade English homework.
Very good.
I think Waluigi's got like a real Sidney Carton vibe going on in this. That's what I think. I think to a far, far better place he's going right now, which is the Story Break fan art that you can check out on at RJ Story Break on Twitter. And you can talk about the podcast in our group on Facebook at Story Break Pod. Just Google, just go to Facebook and type in Story Break Podcast.
bit.ly/StoryBreakFB, your number one hottest source for hot, uncensored Story Break news.
We censor the content. Don't put anything weird on there.
All that hot Story Break Tumblr content is now gone.
Finally,
so if you want,
we finally found a home base for it.
The new base for the hot Story Break content. You can go ahead and put down our Facebook
group. You're sick
group.
Of ships. Get them in there, baby.
All right. I have some potential robots to call out. These are people who have requested access to the Story Break group but have not been approved yet because they've not answered the question and proved that they are not a robot. So Ignacio, Jackson, Kelson, Greg, Dylan, Darren, Charlotte, Sisone, Christian, Mara, Martin, my voice is getting higher for some reason, Dustin, and Adam, and Marth, and Pikachu. Fucking answer that question, so we're going to let you in the group and you can talk about Story Break.
I bet you one of them is a robot.
Which like, one do you think is a robot?
Statistically, one of those people that you mentioned is not a person at all, but all right, a dirty robot.
Prove you're not a robot by answering
every
the
day
question.
That you don't answer the question, we're going to examine your Facebook page and start revealing secret information about you.
You know, I think Adam, my money's on Adam because he was the first one to request to join. So mm-hmm. I'm like, maybe it's like a bot that like looks for groups to
the
join.
the hottest new podcast out there.
And just
I listen to all the podcasts,
all of the great podcasts like Serial and Story Break. Adam has not joined any other groups on Facebook though. I find that highly suspicious. So I think it's Adam. Prove me wrong, Adam. Anyway, that's it. That's the podcast. Yeah. My podcast. I'm Will Campos. Thanks for listening to Story Break.
Hey, Will, thanks for having us on. Yeah, this was really nice.
I was glad I could have you guys on my podcast.
Brady, you want to do the end part of the podcast?
This is the end part of the podcast, and let's all go home. So until next week, folks, don't
play
Shulk!
Hey, it's Jana Varney of the JV Club podcast, and I am so excited to be joining Maximum Fun. If you're not yet familiar with the JV Club, it's a podcast with me and some of my favorite women, and in the summer, men, as we explore the highs and lows of our terrible teenage years into our adult lessons. For example, hear about Allison Brie's humiliating moment at a gymnastics competition, experience the shame of a knocked-out tooth with Jamila Jamil, or drop in as John Hamm imagines what would happen if Bambi met Godzilla. So join me and all my once awkward, often still awkward, friends every Thursday by subscribing to the JV Club on MaximumFun.org.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.